Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Tes. We started the parak of Shavuos HaDayanim yesterday. This second type of Shavua that we have been discussing this Masechta, the first five prakim, are Shavuos that one takes themselves, maybe by others also, but it's not one that it is obligated by Beis Din, while the Shavuos that we started talking about yesterday are Shavuos that Beis Din tells a person and forces a person to take. And, as we learned yesterday in the bottom of Lamed Chesem and Beis, this is a very serious Shavua, that the dayanim or mashbia, the person swearing that you have to know that this is very serious, and they make him even hold a sefer Torah. That's the halacha tzorach latfusei chetza biyadei, which pashas is a sefer Torah. The Rosh has two opinions here, whether this is a din d'oraisa or an asmachta or a din d'rabanan. But that pashas is that it is a din d'oraisa learned out from the pasuk by Avraham and Eliezer, which relates to the large sugya that we've touched on various times in the past, and that is about learning halachos from before Maamad Har Sinai. Learning halachos, do we learn about the younger sister bearing before the older sister, and other halachos about learning before Matan Torah? That's the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin and Daf Kuf, which who says that we never learn anything from before Matan Torah because that's just the history of the mitzvah. But the reason we do mitzvahs are because Moshe Rabbeinu repeated everything that was mentioned before Matan Torah. That's Mila, that's Gid Anasha, and all the others, Eva Menachai, and all the others. But that's what the Rosh has. But that's the halacha that you have to be matvis the chafsi, you have to hold on to a sefer Torah. We mentioned the Ritva has a daya that maybe even if you hold tzitzis, and we don't paskin that way. He rejects that it can't be if you hold tzitzis. The Ritva also says maybe aseres hadibros, that he does accept. And he also even says maybe if you hold a sitter. If you hold a sitter, it's good enough. Says the Ritva. I read you his lashon. He says, Umi ulechiv shvuas bitui. At least for Shavuos Bitui, he says. Kasvu ha-ga'onim zal, sha'afilu nishba besidr tfilos. V'naket lohu biyadei shvura chamurahi. Sha'ra yish bo shemos. Uba mesha kasav bohen nishba. So even a sitter. So the Rav Hatzidurim. Rav Amram Gon is the one who supposedly, he's the one that's given the credit of the one who created the first sitter. I was once having an interesting discussion with someone. It's a fascinating discussion to bring up at a Shabbos table. And that is, after Tanakh, top 10 Jews that made a difference in the world. The top 10 Jews that made a difference in the religious world, religious life. So, Rabbi Yosef Cairo's up there, and Rashi's there. There are some that'll be on every list. Rabbi Yosef Cairo and Rashi, and, you know, maybe Ravina and Ravashi, I'm not sure. But there are a few. So one of the, one of my, former Balabatim said, he thinks Rav Amram Gon, because he wrote the Siddur. Right, what's a Jew without a sitter? Every Jew has a sitter. It's the first sefer that they become familiar with. So that's interesting that he gets the credit for coming up with the first sitter at tefillas. But the Ritva here mentions, in this day it was obviously common, that holding a sitter is good enough for certain shvuas. Good. What about shvuas hesis? What about for shvuas hesis? That's the Rambam. The Rambam against other Rishonim. The Rambam and others say a shvuas hesis, which we said yesterday. What's a shvuas hesis? Shvua daraisas are nishba v'niftars. I swear on a pater. Moedim mixas, I swear on a pater on the other half. I swear against the edechad and on pater. Shvuas hashomer on pater. Shvuas, that's nishba v'niftar. All the shvuas drabanans are generally nishba v'notel. I'm a shutef, I'm a worker, I'm a socher, whatever the case is. I'm nishba that I was not paid, that I did not get my part, and I take nishba v'notel. But then we have the third category. Not nishba v'niftar, nishba v'notel. It is a nishba v'niftar, but it's in its own category, and that's shvuas hesis, where a person denies everything. He's not able to mix as he's kofar bakol, but Chazal say, let him take a shvua anyway. The Rambam says in Hilcha Shvuas, Ein bein shvuas hesis l'shvuas hadayanim ela nikitas chayfetz. You know what the difference is between shvuas hesis and shvuas hadayanim? The chayfetz, the sefer Torah. She'ein hanishba shvuas hesis ochei sefer Torah. Because the one who swears with hesis does not hold the sefer Torah. Avo mashbiin oso b'shem o b'kinu b'shvua o ba'ala mipiv o mipi bezik kamo shvuas hadayanim. That's what the Rambam says. But then he adds, V'kvar no'agu ha'kol, li'o sefer Torah, bi'ad chazan ha'kneses, o shar ha'am, be'eshem ha'shbi'en shvuas heses. Even though the halachi is by heses, he doesn't have to hold the sefer Torah, but, says the Rambam, that the minog is for somebody in the court, somebody in the Beis Din to be holding a sefer Torah. So maybe it's the chazan ha'knesses, maybe it's the rest of the am, but somebody in the court is to be ma'ayim. That's the din. Me'ikra din, says the Rambam. Nobody has to make hold the Sefer Torah by Shuas Hasses, but somebody in the court does. Kedei la'ayim alav. That is what the Rambam says. But Me'ikra din, Shuas Hasses does not need a Nikitas Chayfes. You don't have to hold the Sefer Torah. And that is why the Chuvas Harif, that's quoted in all the Rishonim right here, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all quote the Chuvas Harif. The Rif says, let's say somebody takes a Hasses. And he swears. He says, I deny it all. And I take a hesis. And then somebody brings in eight echad. That you're chayiv. Somebody says, you're chayiv me $100. And the guy says, I deny it all. So we make him take a shvuas hesis. The next day, the guy brings in eight echad. If he brings two witnesses, he has to pay. But if he brings in eight echad, he's chayiv him $100. So he already swore yesterday. But he swore without a nikitas chayfetz. So says the riff in the tshuva, he's got to swear again. He's got to swear again with Nikitas Chayfetz. Chozer huvenishpa, v'lo miftar bekamaisa, shelo haisa ba Nikitas Chayfetz. That's the important shita of the Rif that's quoted here among or from all of the other Rishonim. But halacha lemaisa, that's what the Maker Adin. But halacha lemaisa, in terms of our discussion of Nikitas Chayfetz, if you look in the Ravid right here, the Ravid and the Rambam in Shavuos, Yud Aleph, Yud Gimel, says the Ravid, Shamati, she'tiknu ha-ga'onim zal, she'ein mashbiyin achshav, lo b'shem v'lo b'kinui. Nowadays, we're not mashbiya with Shem Hashem, k'dei she'lo yehei ha'olam charev, al yedei ha'chotim, sh'rabu. Everybody swears falsely nowadays. Gonna make all these people take shvuas with an akita schefetz, with Shem Hashem. Nowadays, we're gonna do that. Ela, sh'rab machrimin osam. We just put him in chayrim. We put a chayim on them. We put a curse on them. Umakalan osam. Umachrimin olav b'shofaros. V'kibui neros. We turn out candles. Umitos kfuyos la'ayim olav. She'im yechta la'atzmo yechta. That's the Ravid. The Ravid says nowadays, even though all this is Me'ikra Adin, but already post-Talmud, Takanas HaGaonim, that we don't make these shvuas anymore with Shem Hashem. And you don't even have to look in the Ravid for this. You can look in Rashi. Rashi already says it. Look at Rashi on the bottom of the Yamud. Third to last Rashi. Bottom of Lamed Chesam Abayz. Rashi says, six lines up. Ubedoro Seinu, Butlu Harishonim Shvua Daraisa. Lefisha Ansha Gadol, Vitiknu Ligzer Alav, Arur Ba'asara. Right, that's the Takana. They're Ma'arer him. They send a curse, but they don't inflict the regular Shvua. Okay, let's continue. So let's start where we up to. Let's start with three lines from the bottom. So we just said the halacha is like Rava, that one needs to keep this chayfes, but it's not like Rapapa, that tefillin is good enough. Tzitz is not, but tefillin, yes. Continues the Gemara, Shvua Me'umad. When somebody takes a Shvua, they have to be standing. Talmud Chacham Yusha, but Talmud Chacham could be sitting. Shvua B'Sefer Torah. Shvua is done with a Sefer Torah. Talmud Chacham L'Chadchila B'Tefillin. And Talmud Chacham, no, L'Chadchila, he could do it with tefillin. Just like we said before, it's not only a B'Di'eved, but it's even L'Chadchila to do it with tefillin. Weiter. Tana Rabbanan, Shvuas Hadayanim, af hi b'lashon anemra. Shvuas Hadayanim is said in its lashon. What does that mean? Pashtus, it means in any lashon. We'll have to see what the Gemara how the Gemara explains it, and we'll have to see if all Rishonim agree with that interpretation. Pashtus, it means b'lashon anemra. It's said in any language. Omrim lo, we say to him, Have a yodea, you should know. Shekala olam kulo nizdazea. B'shosh amar Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Sinai. The whole world shook when a Kadosh Baruch Hu said at Har Sinai, Lo sisa shem alakech alashav. Right? Make sure not to take a shvu hashav. The whole world shook when a Kadosh Baruch Hu said those words. Didn't he say those words during all the Aseret Dibros? The whole world shook. What's unique about Lo sisa? What's unique about Lo sisa? Shem Hashem lashav. Says the Marsha that no, the world exists based on Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem keeps the world existing. Hu mevuar sheshmo shel yisbarach hagadol hu kiyumo shel olam. Shem Hashem, on a Kabbalistic level, is mekayim the world. V'yisodo shebo bara ha'olamos. As it says, ki beka Hashem tzur olamim. In the name of Hashem tzur olam, he created the world. V'lazeh ha'mesi shmo lashav. Therefore, if somebody takes the Shem Hashem and falsifies it, hu metish kocho bamlaya shomala. He weakens the palace of the world. He weakens it. V'yisodo zeh. And that's why the whole world shakes, because the whole world becomes shaky. The whole world becomes shaky if somebody is matish and makes the world weaker. The Chidah writes in his commentary here in Pesach Inayim, maybe also relates to a Gemara that we had in Sukkah, and we had in Chelek also, in Sanhedrin, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu perfected the world with Shem Hashem. And you remember the story with David HaMelech, that one of the Tahomos was overflowing with the water, and how did he get, he wasn't sure whether he should throw the Shem Hashem in to cover it, whether he was allowed to do that to protect the world so it wouldn't overflow. And Achitofel told him that, you could do it. He taught him that halacha, that's why he called him Rebbe Yudai. But you see, the Shem Hashem keeps the water, the depths with all the water, it keeps it in check. So if you play around with the Shem Hashem, which is keeping all the esodos of life, as we see from those Gemaras, you know, it's keeping it in check, you weaken it, so the whole world will be, you lift it, lo sisa, says the Chida. You lift it up from, it's like the cork in all of these tahomos, so that it will cause danger to the world. Right, so that's where the whole world shakes, we tell him, when we scare him. As we said yesterday, Shvua and Edus. Those are the two cases where Beis Din really scares the people involved. Because those are the two cases in life that Beis Din is facilitating a possible Aveira. Every other Aveira people do by themselves. Right? People kill, people etrafe, people this, people that. The only two cases, Lechora, that people are involved in a court and Beis Din is facilitating the Aveira is here, by Shvua and by Edim. What's the double lashon of Kol Ha'olam Kulo? Just say Kol Ha'olam. Kol Ha'olam, now the whole world shakes. So you might remember the Taz that has come up. The Taz it says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Yonah Dioma, almost Shloshim Yom before Elo, we can already start thinking about it, that I remember Meloch Al Kol Ha'olam Kulo Bechvodecha. We say in Shemona Esrei. Right, so what do you mean Kol Ha'olam Kulo? It says the Taz, because usually we have the principle of Rubik Kulo. So you might have said, if just Meloch HaKol means, okay, Rov. No, we're davening for every single person, not relying on Rubik HaKulo. So here too, the entire world, not just Rov, Rubik HaKulo. Kol HaOlam Kulo, says the Taz. Vayter, third line. V'chol Averis Shabbatorah, Nemar En V'Nakeh, V'kan Nemar Lo Yinakeh. By all Averis, you have a possibility of Shuvah. Here, even with tshuva, it doesn't totally cleanse the chait. V'chol Averis Shabbatorah, Nifron Mimenu, and also all Averis in the Torah, Nifron Mimenu, you only he gets punished. V'kan mimenu mishpachto, and here even his family is involved, as we'll see details by the Shem Anam at Beis. Shenamar al titenis pichol achtis basarecha. The pasuk says on Kohelas, v'ein basar el akrovo. Don't put your mouth to cause problems for your flesh, and your flesh is your relatives. Shenamar umi basar chalot tisalem. And what are the differences? And all our he gets punished. Not only his relatives, but the entire world on a different level. Shenemar alo v'kachesh. As the pasuk says in Hosea, the Gemara says ve'ema ad avir lehulakulu. Maybe that's only going to happen when you do all the averes listed in the pasuk, not just alo, which is an oath, a false oath. Lo sakat aydach, don't think that. Because the pasuk says elsewhere, mipnei Allah of laharetz. Because of the curse, the Allah, the shvua, the false oath, that's why the world will mourn. V'ksiv, al kein tev al haaretz, v'umlal, kol ha'yosheba, all of those who are in it will be very upset. Because the whole world, you see the whole world, the shvua shav, affects the entire world. V'kol aver shebetorah, im yesh lo schus tolun lo. This is what we tell the person who's about to swear. We tell him all these things. All averes in the Torah, im yesh lo schus tolun lo shnayim u'shlosh adorus. If you have some type of schus, even if you deserve to be punished, there'll be generations before you're punished. V'kan nifron mimenu la'alter. And here, he gets paid back, nifron mimenu la'alter immediately. Shneamar hotseisia neum Hashem tzvakos uva el beis haganav v'el beis hanishba b'shmila shaker. I'll come to the tragedy will come to the beis haganav and the one who swears falsely. V'elana v'toch beisa will sleep in his house v'kilatu and will destroy it. V'es eitza v'savanav, the wood and the stones. That's the pasuk. Now we darshan every phrase in the pasuk. Hotseisia la alter uva el beis haganav hotseisia la alter. Hotseisia is immediate punishment. Right again, so Mesul Sisharim writes towards the beginning of the Sefer, that there are three chassadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Number one, he does not punish us immediately. Number two, even when he punishes us, it's lighter than we usually should get punished. And number three, sometimes he just wipes it out totally. Those are the three chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. But here, it's not going to work. It's not going to work by nishba losisa shem Hashem lashav. So hotesia la'alter. Uval, beis haganov, the tragedy will come to beis haganov. What type of ganov? Zehagoni das abrius. That's somebody who does ganevas das. She'en lo mamon eis hachavero, v'tano mashbio. Somebody who is not really owed money, and he claims it. Toano umashbio. And he causes the other guy to swear. So not only is the guy who's nishba at fault, the one who is mashbia, the one who is causing him, that's also goni das abrius. That's mashbi is also at fault. V'al beis hanishba b'shvila shaker kimashmo. That's pashtus, the one who swears falsely. V'lana b'toch beiso, and it sleeps in the house. V'kilatu v'etsa v'savanav, and it destroys the wood and the stones in the house. Halamato, what do we see from here? Dvarim she'en esh umayim mechalonosam, even items that fire and water cannot destroy, like stones. Shvua sheker mechalosan. It's a shvua sheker can be mechalo them. It's so powerful. The tragedy and the punishment that could be generated by using Hashem's name falsely. Im Omar. So that's all what we tell the person. The potential nishba. So Imam Reini nishba. If he says, okay, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to swear. Potros Omiyad, you quickly potter him. What does that mean? Rashi says you get him out of court as quickly as possible. Because the second you get him out of court, Shitas Rashi is he cannot retract. Sounds like from Rashi that if he's still in court, he can retract. But that's what he said. Rashi says on the second line, "Vein mashino sokan shlo yaserbo." Don't let him stay in court. Get him out of it. Get him out of court as fast as one can go. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosfos quotes different opinions. What about this? A sugi in Bamitzia, in the sugi of Machnik Fela, is a person allowed to change his claim in court? Remember, this is not Edus. Edus, you have Kivin Shehigid. The principle of Kivin Shehigid is by Edom. If Edom say something, they can't retract. Kivin Shehigid, Shuvan Echozer Omakid. But here, it's a claim of a Baldin. So could a Baldin retract? So Rashi seems to say no once he leaves the court. The Gemara in Bamitzia, in Perek HaMafkid, seems to say that maybe there's a little more time, even after he leaves Bezdin, but Tosas tries to work it out. What exactly, how you read that Gemara in light of this Gemara. The Tosas later in that Tosas, though, Kosher Benu Tam, says that you can go retract even after you leave court, but you wouldn't. Not that you couldn't, but you wouldn't, because you're going to be embarrassed. If you already said something in court and you left, you're going to come back to court? So Rabbeinu Tam says that's why you get him out of court as quickly as possible, because he probably won't come back, not that he can't come back. Okay, but we continue. V'yamar ha'reini nishba. But if he says, even after all this ayom, even after all this scaring, he says, I'm ready to swear. Ha'om din sham, omrim zelazeh. Those who are standing there say to each other, suruna me'al ahaleh ha'anashim ha'rashem ha'ela. V'chulu. The pasuk by Korach. Let's get away from the evil. These, the tent of these evil men. What do you mean, the evil men, both of them? Rishayim. So the Gemara is going to say later on what exactly that means. Who's included here? There's only one person taking the Shavua. Ukesha mashbiyah no sama. When we're mashbiyah them, omrim la, we say to him, havi yodea, you should know, shalol daitacha anu mashbiyah no sama. We're not swearing, you're not swearing just in front of us. Ela aldas hamakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's here. The aldas bezdin. And the whole bezdin is here, the greatest rabbis of the generation. Shekein matzinu b'moshe rabbeinu, because we find by Moshe. Kishe hishbiyah Yisrael, when he swore, when he was mashbiyah, when he adjured the Jews, Amar Lahani said, by Har Sinai, du'u shelo al daitachem ani mashbiyah eschem. Not just on your das. Meaning it's not a private shvua. Ela aldas hamakom b'al daiti. We're all in here together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar v'lo itchem levatchem b'chulu, as it says at the end of the Torah, ki es asher yeshno po, those who are here, everybody here was at Har Sinai. Ein li ela osan sh'om den al Har Sinai. This only includes people who are at Har Sinai. Doras habayim v'geirim asidim lezgari minayin. What about future generations of geirim? How do we know geirim were at Har Sinai? How do we know? Sh'tam alomar v'es asher einenu. Says even es asher einenu. That also, even the people who are not here, which includes future generations, and includes Gerim. And so one of the Achronim pointed out today, why do we say Gershon is Geir? Shouldn't it be Goyshon is Geir? What's Gershon is Geir? Now the point is, he already had a mamoshus, he already had a lachluchis of a Jew beforehand. He was at Har Sinai. Or the Gemara here says he was at Har Sinai. So he's a Gershon is Geir. Yeah, okay, he's a Goy beforehand, but it's not just total Goyshon is Geir. Any Ger, we say in retrospect, really, he was at Har Sinai, right? And therefore, he has a place in our history. We mentioned in the Parsha Shir last week that, Api Kabbalah, every Jew has an Os in the Torah, right? Shishim, 600,000 osios in the Torah, 600,000 Jews. Every os has os in the Torah. And some of the Baal de Kabbalah say that the Gerim have the Tagin. The Tagin, the crowns on top. And that's what Dafka Rabbi Akiva was working on the Tagin, because he was a Ben Gerim. So he took it important to give the crowns to the Torah. But that's, you see, even Gerim were at Har Sinai, because this is the Shvuah that we all took. The Shvuah that we all took at Har Sinai. Ask the Marsha, don't we take a Shvuah when we're born? Gemara Nida, Tit Sadik Vati Rasha. We took the Shvuah, we already accepted at Har Sinai. We already, we're Mushba V'yomim Mi Har Sinai. So what do we do when we're born? So the Marsha says, our Neshamas were already Nishba, but not our Guf. And when each of us are born, even our guf is nishpa. Our guf is nishpa to follow the Torah. We can't just say my neshama is okay. No, even my guf. The neshama is already took the shvuah. They're mushpa v'yomeid. But when we're born, the gemara nida, that's the guf taking the shvuah. Good. Ainli ela mitzvah shekibol emei Har Sinai. And all this applies. What does this mean that we all took a shvuah mitzvah that we got at Har Sinai? Meaning all the din and daraisa that we got at Har Sinai already. Mitzvahs ha'asidus l'schadish. What about all future mitzvahs? If you go to Mikra Megillah, Minayin, how do we know that Bnei Yisrael all accepted Dinan Durabanan already at Har Sinai? Tamalomar, Kimu, the Kiblu. Kimu, Masha Kiblu Kfar. Because we know by Esther, it says they were Makayim, what they already accepted earlier. Kimu, Masha Kiblu Kfar, even the Durabanans were accepted at Har Sinai. Right? So this is all, why is this all brought here? Because the Bezin tells them that, just like Moshe Rabbeinu said, everyone involved is Nishma, is you're swearing in front of everybody, so too at Har Sinai. Just it fits in. I'll mention it again. I mentioned it last night in the Parsha Shir. I hope those who listen, I already uploaded it, so I hope it's on the OU website already. If not, it should be up soon. The Aruch Hayom HaKadosh in this week's Parsha. Shmor v'shamata is called Dvarim Ha'ela. Shmor, guard and listen to everything that you're gonna, that all these words that I'm gonna command you. Ask the Aruch Hayom HaKadosh, shouldn't it be shamata v'shmor? First you hear and then you guard. How can you guard something before you hear it? And number two, what does it mean? L'mayita v'chol v'necha acharecha. So says the Arachayim, no, shmar, guard what you already have heard. All the dinim d'araisa, that you already know. V'shamata, and you will listen, all the dinim d'rabanan. Already here in Re'eh, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you gotta keep the dinim d'rabanan as well. Guard, v'shamata, and you will keep, eskod v'me'ela, all these things, even the dinim d'rabanan, and then he continues, l'mayita v'chol v'necha acharecha. So it's good for you and your kids. What does that mean, you and your kids? Every sect of Judaism throughout history, if they started getting rid of the Dinan Durabanan, they are no longer here. The Dinan Durabanan are part of the Shlemus of Torah. The only Jews that are still around are those that keep the Dinan Durabanan. In the 1800s, earlier, during the times of the Karaites, right, once you give up the Dinan Durabanan, not just Torah Shebaal Peh, but Dinan Durabanan, that's already part of the Shlemus, and you lose the Shlemus, and they are not around. So that's the Shmar v'Shamata. That's similar to what it says here. Even on the Mitzvah Sasidus Los Chadesh, they accepted it early already at Har Sinai. Good. So now we're getting back to discussing some of the phrases that were said in this Brisa that described what we tell the person before he swears. My Afhibul Lashon Nemra. What does that mean? That it said in the Lashon Kiditzan. The Mishnah says in Sota. Elon Emar and B'chal Lashon. The following things can be said in any language. Parsha Sota. Number one, Parsha Sota. The whole discussion of the Kohen and the Isha Sota. Vidui Meiser. The Vidui Meiser said at the beginning of Kisavo. Kriyashma. Kriyashma can be said in any language. Tfila. Davening. Davening. Shmon Esrei. Birchas HaMazon. Shvuah. Obviously, there's a Nusach that Chazal have made for all of these mitzvahs. But Mikra Din, it can be said in any language. Ushua Seidus, Ushua Sapikadon, and Vakamar Nami. And that's what this Brisa says. Shvua Sadayanim, Afhi Bilashon and Amra. This Brisa is referring to that Mishnah. It's also said in any language. The Pashas of this Gemara, Afhi Bilashon and Amra, Rashi says this, the Rif says this, it means any language. The Rimi Gash, just the opposite. Afhi Bilashon and Amra says, no, it has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. That's how the Rimi Gash has to figure out how he reads the Gemara. But Afi, no, but Lashona. Afi, also this one, is not like these. It's only said in its Lashon. If you look on the Rambam quotes both. What does he say? The Rambam says in Perakit Aleph, first the Rambam says in Alach HaChas, Shvuas HaDayanim. Let's start with it. V'horu Rabosai, Shein Mashbiin Shvuas HaDayanim, Elo B'Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambam says only Lashon HaKodesh. Hora Rabosai. Says the Kesef Mishnah. He says, Yesh lo tamua haras rabosav. It's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. Well, who are rabosav? Rimigash. Rimigash, we've said, is the Rebbe of Maimon. So many of the rabosav of the Rambam, it's not really his Rebbe. He was very young when the Rimigash died. But he says, Yesh lo tamua. What? How does he read the Gemara? So the Efshar delo midina ka'amri. Maybe he's not saying me'ikir hadin. Ela mishum dahave ko'ulbina didaini. It's embarrassing for the judges. Im yashbi'u b'lashon acheres. It's like a joke of a court. It's like a joke of a court. That's why harabosa, you should do it in lashon hakodesh, but not because it's me'ikir hadin. Umidilo amru rabosa shuas adayanim eina ela b'lashon hakodesh. It's not that he harabosa that it has to be b'lashon hakodesh. It's just that mashbin in lashon hakodesh sounds like it is more a normative statement of the Rambam and not a halachic statement of the Rambam. It's what's done and not what needs to be done. What if he swears by himself? And that's what you look. Keep looking in the Rambam. The Rambam says a couple of halachas later. Halacha Yudalid. Hadayanim sheshbi was a nishba b'chaloshon sharihu makira harihu kemitzvasa. Rabban Paskins, b'chal lashon is okay. V'chein horaga onim. The goanim say this. Aval rabosai horu, she'im hashbi'in el b'lashon hakodesh, ve'ein ra'ui l'smoch al haroya zu. Don't paskin like this if they don't understand it. V'yavo pi she'nagu ko bati dinim hashbi'a b'lashon hakodesh, tzorach lahuti as anishba, achi makir lashon shvua. If you're being mashbi'a him and he has no idea what you're saying, and he thinks that you're just telling him what the parsha of the week is, so it's meaningless. There are some things that have certain power, even if you don't know what it means. Certain types of tefillah, we'll talk about in a second, certain types of brachos, even if I don't know what it means, I still get credit. But other things, if I don't know what it means, I don't get credit. If you're swearing and you have no idea what it means, it's nothing. Right? The same thing comes up in by Bittel Chametz. The Shulchan Aruch says, Bittel Chametz, b'chol lashon shu meivin. Let's say I say, kol chamir v'chamir digi b'shusi, I say the whole nosach, and I think I'm giving myself a bracha for a happy Pesach. That's what I think I'm saying. That's what I think I'm saying. So obviously, it's meaningless. That's not bittul chametz. B'chol lashon shu meivin. That's not magic, right? So here too, shvuah is not magic. You have to know what it means. But that's the. But again, certain halachas, even if you don't know what it means, you get credit. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriya Shma. Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Samach Beis, Yachol Likrosa b'chol lashon. Any language you can say Kriyashma in. V'yizar midivrei shibush sheba osa lashon. Be careful. Be medakdek in the words of whatever language you're saying it in, just like in Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha here, Chavetz Chaim emphasizes them both. It's better not to. It's allowed, but it's better not to. He says, V'kol zeh mitzad adin. Aval mitzvah mena muvchar davka b'lashon HaKodesh. Kein kasav habach v'ayim b'sifri achronim. Debi amenu af mitzad adin. Yesh li zar shalol l'kros b'lashon achar. Kein b'lashon HaKodesh. Why? Ki yesh kama v'kama tevos. Shein anu yodim eich l'ha'atikam hetev. How do you translate totafos? Right? Put that into English or into any other language. We have no idea. How do you translate totafos? Right, so if you can't translate it, it's not going to work. Could go and tevas vishinantam. Vishinantam. Make it sharp to your children. How do you translate that? It's from the word shinun, but we know it means a lot more. Yesh bo kama biurim. Echad lashon limud ve'echad lashon chidur. Kamo shamar chazal. Right, v'chein kama v'kama tevas shebekriyishma. She'in anu yodin heitev biuro al lashon acher. Could go and tevas es. What about the word es? V'tevas latodafos v'chadome. Aval kishanu shkorin kriyashma b'lashon hakodesh v'chein tfila uberchas amazon v'kiddush v'shar brachos afilu im eino maven halashon yatsa. Lashon hakodesh has magical power. Dze eino matsui sheben yisrael lo yada bir a pasuk rishon shebekriyashma shakavana bo liikuva. First pasuk that's liikuva. But other than that, no. There's a certain power. Rav Nevinzal points out in one of his svarim. What do we say in the yatsav shmona esrei? V'romamtanu mikol lashon. There's something about our Lashon, something unique and special about Lashon HaKodesh, right? That's why if you say in Lashon HaKodesh, even if one doesn't understand, any other language doesn't have this power. But that's why it's always safer to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. There's one other halacha that highlights this, and then we'll move on. I think I quoted it many, 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 many moons ago, and that is the Arzarua. The Arzarua has a shita that ksiva on Shabbos is only to Oraisa if you write it in Lashon HaKodesh. If you write two letters in English according to the Arzarua, it's only Nesed Rabbanan. Only says the Rabbanan. So it's an Arzarua. So how do I know an Arzarua? I'm not bucking Arzarua. It's a Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Arzarua in Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. I don't know why the Ramah quotes the Arzarua. All the other Rishonim argue on it. Right? We don't pass on like the Arzarua. Even though the Ramah says it, we're Machmir. We assume like Rov Rishonim. And that is any language. But this it shows you the significance, because the Arzaru says the only real language is Lashon HaKodesh. The only real language. But that's related to our discussion here. Okay, here we go. Amar Amar. Says the Gemara, Omrim lo, we also tell him, Haviyodei Ashkol Olam Kulun is Dazeya, the whole world shakes. B'shosh Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Lo Sita Shem Akech Lashav. My time, oh why? Ilema Mishim De'isyai B'sinai. Why does the world shake? Is it because it was given at Har Sinai? Eser Dibras Nami Zayv. What do you mean all the Eser Dibras were given at Har Sinai? So what's unique about number three? Ela Mishim De'chamira. Oh, it's so stringent? Umi Chamira? Is it so stringent? Is it so unique? It's more stringent than any other Avera? V'atanya, the Brisa says, Elohim Kalos, what are Kalos? The end of Yuma, right? Well, Kalos and Achamuros. Aseva losase, all ases and losase is chutz milosisa. Those are Kalos. Chamuros, what are the stringent ones? Zukrisis, umises bezdin, velosisa imayim. So it's no worse than other krisis and mises bezdin. So does the world shake about by those? Ela, so what's unique? Kidiktani taima. No, this is what makes it unique. The kolavera shebet Torah never have benakev. The kanemer lo yinakev, because it's not. You don't get fully cleansed even if you do tshuva. The kolavera shebet Torah lo never ben lo yinakev. What do you mean? Vaksev nakev lo yinakev. It says it. It says it in Kisisa. So hahumi by the kid Rabbi Elazar. No, that's used for Belazar. The Tanya Belazar Omer. Yef shalom benakev shekar nemer lo yinakev. Yef shalom lo yinakev shekar nemer benakev. What does that phrase mean? The laying of a fast day. Benakev lo yinakev. What is it? It's a stira. So hakeitzad menakehu l'shavim beinu makel she'enu l'shavim. No, it means you get cleansed if you do tshuva, and you don't get cleansed if you don't do tshuva. But shvuas shav, you don't get cleansed even if you do tshuva. Still a stain, and that's why it's unique. Viter, what else did we tell him? Kol aver shabator nifron mimenu v'kan mimenu mimishpachto. All averus only he gets punished, but here his family also gets punished. Kol aver shabator mimishpachto lo, is that true? Other averus, your family's not involved. Vaksiv. Says by molech, by putting your kids through the fire. The samti anias panai bo ishahu uve mishpachto. So losis is not unique. Vitanya amar Reb Shimon emu chata mishpachto machatas. Why is the family getting punished? Lama lachata, teach me. Shein lacha mishpacha sheish b'mochesh in kula mochsin. There's no family that has one rotten egg that there aren't other rotten eggs in the family. Meaning a moches is a illegal tax collector. Right? Or v'sheish lo balistim shein kula listim. B'vnei shebachapital, if they cover up for him. So there's never just only one rotten egg in the family. So that's why the family will be punished too. So the Gemara says, so therefore you see it's not unique. So why, dafka, do we say that it's unique? So the Gemara says, no, hasam b'dina achrina. Over, by other averis, other people might get punished on a lower level. A lower level regarding some other din. Hacha b'dina didei, here they are part of his punishment. Kidatanya, as the Brisa says, Rebbe omer v'echrati oso, by molech, my temelomar, l'fisha nemer v'santi anis panai, I will place my face on him, yachol kol mishpacha kula b'ikaris, the whole family. Tamalomar oso, oso b'ikaris, lo kol mishpacha kula b'ikaris. The rest of the family does not get kares by molech or by any other avera. Lo sisa, they get part of his punishment. Next phrase that we're going to talk about. Other averus only him. By this avera, the whole world. So Gemara says, skipping. The whole world is not punished by other averus. People are punished for their friends. Milamed shekol Yisrael arevim zebazeh. Sugya varevus. Right, so what do you mean people aren't punished for their friends? So Gemara answers, no. Hasam sheish biyadam limchos velo michu. Other cases they're punished if they could have protested, but here they didn't. Here they're punished even if they didn't. Ma'ika be'rishon. Let's finish up and then we'll talk about our ravas for a little bit. Ma'ika be'rishon de mishpachta l'rishon de alma be'tzadikim l'mishpachta l'tzadikim de alma. So what's the difference? We're saying his family's punished and the whole world is punished. So what's the difference? Are there different levels? So the Gemara says yes. Who bishar averos bedine? He is punished as he's supposed to be when it comes to other averus. V'rishayim d'mishpacha b'din chamur. And the rishayim within his family get a stringent din related. V'risham d'alma b'din akal. And general rishayim also have arevas, and they're also punished. Every rush is punished for every other rush's sin. Tzadiki d'hacha v'hacha b'tirei. But tzadikim are never punished, not punished at all regarding other averus. But gabi shvua. But regarding shvua, it's one step more stringent by each category. Hu v'risham d'mishpacha kedine. He and the risham of his mishpacha kedine. They even the risham of his mishpacha get punished within his punishment for shvua. V'rishayim d'alma b'din chamur. And the risham outside get a din chamur. V'risham d'hacha d'hacha b'din hakal. Even the tzadikim are affected by your shvuas shav. Good. So the Gemara brought up Arevus here. Okay, we discussed it in just 2 points on Arevus, and that is number one, the Ritva writes in Hilchas Brachas, at the end of Maseches Brachas, and also in Rosh Hashanah, a beautiful lashon that Arevus is based on the principle of Kol Yisrael Kuguf Echad. Every Jew is like one unit, one body. And therefore, if part of my body is still missing something, lacking, so the whole body is affected. Right? That's why we have to look at it. Even if I did a mitzvah already, I could be motzi someone else because the whole body is affected. I'm lacking if somebody else didn't do the mitzvah. A huge discussion in the Achronim, fascinating discussion. We'll just mention two sources now, and that is what about women? Are women included in Klai Yisrael Raven Zelazeh? And say, why not? Why would you say women are not included? Klai Yisrael, any mitzvah that they're obligated in, you know, why wouldn't you say they're included? So it all starts with a rush. The Rush in Brachas. The Rush in the third parak in Brachas on Daf Chaf, the Rush says, talking about somebody chayvin betching midirabanan, somebody chayvin betching daraisa, what about a katan, what about other cases, says the Rush, the Yim Kain, the Rush says, maishto mehav, somebody mehad amrin lakaman, lo zechem yechavaseh shiuchal kezayis dogan, to be moti somebody in benching, you have to have eaten a kezayis, to be chayiv daraisa in benching, says the Rosh, but MKB Ishanami, Ava Bishena Chayev Salami Drabanan, Toti Achem Shachayev Minatora. Even if you want to see a woman is only obligated in benching Drabanan, they should be able to be Motzi someone who's Chayev Daraisa, because of the principle of Arvus. Says the Rosh, Yishlam de Lodomi de Ish. No, not comparable. Baya man, Amru, Afal Gabshalo Achal Klum. Even if a man didn't eat anything, Dinushi Yathorsa Achem, he should be able to bench for somebody else. To call Yisrael Ravim Zelazeh. Elamid Rabbanan, Chazal said, you know what? If you didn't eat anything, you can't be motzi. Laficha kashacha kizayis, even though you only chayimid Rabbanan, you can be motzi acherim. That ate kidei sviya. Because you're principle of arvas, as long as you're in the parsha. Sha'arev hu ba'avuram, ve'alav hu lahatzilan min ha'avon, ve'liftor osam min ha'mitzvos. That is the language of the Rush. Arev, he's a cosigner, and he has to save them from sin. Aval isha is the language of the Rush. Three words. Eina bichlal ha'arvos. So the Rush says, Lakach eina motzi ala mishachiv midrabanan. That's what the Rush says. What does the Rush mean? So some achronim limit the Rush very much. And they say, no, it just means women are not bichlal arvos in a mitzvah that they're not chayiv in da'oraisa. So the possibility in the Gemara there, Brachas of Chafam Beis, the Gemara has a suffix where the women have to bench da'oraisa or drabanan. Why? Because it says, Allah arshin, chad lavaseinu, and they don't get a yusha ba'aretz. Fine. But, so some achronim say, that's all the Rush means here. They're not b'chal arvus in benching. But if they're ever chayiv in a mitzvah daraisa, according to, let's say, the other tzad, they're chayiv daraisa, they'd be an arvus daraisa. Other achronim, though, take it at face value. They're not ba'arvus. Where does this come up? It comes up Friday night. The Dog Omer Vava discusses this. Simon Reish Ayin Aleph and Arachayim says the Dog Omer Vava, Masha Anim is Sapik, I have a Sapik. Afilu Ha'ish Let's say a man is making kiddush. Im hanoshim lo is palalu arvis v'ha'ish faris palal arvis. The man already daven ma'ariv. So l'chora mida oraisa. He was already yotze kiddush. There's a Reb Kiva Eger that says on Shulchan Aruch, right? When you take a Shabbos to somebody, you're yotze kiddush daraisa. So let's say the man already been yotze daraisa. The woman is still chayven kiddush daraisa. Zachar v'shamor. So how could a man be motzi her? I arvus, but the Rosh says a woman is not b'chalal arvus. That's the problem of the Dog Omer Vava. Unless you say, once a woman says Geshabbos, she's also only Chayav Drabanan. Drabanan, Drabanan. So they're equal. But that is the problem that the Dog Omer Vava, the No Rabbi Yehuda has. Maybe he says, maybe it only works in one direction. Shehi Eina Aruv Ba'Aracheirim. She can't be Motzi others. Aval Ha'anashim Shekiblu Arvus. Men are Bechla Arvus. So they can be Motzi others because they're in the Parsha, but women cannot be Motzi men. That's his question, but Sarach Ian. He has a Sarach Ian. Rabbi Kivager argues, of course, they are Bechla Arvus. That's the Rush is limited. That's one Sugi of Arvus that comes up. Okay, let us now continue. Two dots. Says the Gemara, Im Amar Eni Nishma Poter Nosom Yatz. We're still discussing, we're darshaning every phrase of the Brisa that we had, that what we tell him. So if he says, I'm not swearing, so we pater him right away. Im Amar Eni Nishma, but if he says, I'm swearing, they say to him, Suru Name Al Ahalei Hanashim Harashama Eila. Everybody says, let's get away from these wicked men. So the Gemara says, what do you mean plural? Bishlama Hahuda Kamishtava. Find the one that is swearing, Koi Bi Surai. He's possibly swearing falsely. So you could call him an Avarian, or the Brach changes it to Bisuro. He's included in the, maybe he's not doing an Isser, But still, he's in the parsha of having to take a shvuah. Ela hahuda kamash balei amai. But the one who's being mashbihi him, why are you calling him wicked? So Gemara said, yeah, kidetanya, Reb Shimon ben Tarfon Omer, the son of Rabbi Tarfon. Shvuas Hashem tihiyah bein shneihem. The shvuah should be between them. Melameid shechala shvuah al shneihem. So that means the shvuah is chal on both of them. Why? What did he do wrong? Rashi says, the mashbiah shouldn't have given his item to someone who knew was not trustworthy, and it'll lead a shvuah to be taken in the world. Unbelievable standard. You shouldn't go into a business deal with an Eino Neman because it might lead to a shvuah, and we don't want shvuahs in the world, so it's your fault. It's a little bit your fault, says Rashi. That's what Rashi says. That's his fault. Right? The Ritva says, no, different shot. No, it just means that sometimes it's the Nishba, sometimes it's the Mashbiah. It depends who's telling the truth. Sometimes it's the Nishba's fault, sometimes it's the Mashbiah's fault. But it's an amazing Rashi. And we also say, when we say no, that you're not only swearing to us, you're swearing to everybody, including Hashem. What, they see who they're swearing to. What do we have to say? Also, God's involved. Because of the case of the cane of Rava. What's the case of the cane of Rava? So we had this, we didn't have shiur on this, it was a Shabbos, Chavtesman Aleph. Rashi there quotes the story. Rava once had a court case where somebody was about to swear that Reuven's going to swear that he paid Ruth Shimon back already. He paid Shimon back already. So what happened? Right when he's taking the Sefer Torah, Reuven tells Shimon, can you hold my cane for a minute? Right? And as he's holding the Torah, he said, I swear I paid Shimon back. And then after he swears, Shimon gives him back the cane. Wonderful. So that's what he wanted to do. But Shimon was so angry after Reuven swore, he smashed the cane on the floor and out fell all the money. All the money was in the cane. So Reuven gave the cane to Shimon because he was swearing truthfully. He said, take the cane. Ah, I swear I gave it to him. Then he's going to take the cane back. But that's why we're mashbiah mishim kanya derava. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on here. No funny business. No funny business. That's kanya derava. Kanya derava. Okay. Back to the discussions of the Gemara, back to the meat and the dinim of not just the ayom, but the case of Shuas HaDayanim. So what did the Mishnah say? So far, all we did for the first blot, amud and a half in this parak, was discuss the first two words of the Mishnah. Shvuas HaDayanim. Now we're getting to the next few words. Taina shte kesef, v'hahudah shave pruta. Says the Mishnah, Taina, the claim is two kesef and the hudah shave pruta. Pashas, what does that mean? How did we interpret it yesterday? The toveya has to claim two kesef, and the one who admits has to admit to a pruta. That's the simplest reading. Rav says no. Rav has a different meaning. What does taina mean in the Mishnah? Amar Rav, kfiras taina shtei kesef. The denial has to be two kesef. Meaning the difference in the tviya and the hodah has to be two kesef. And he agrees that it has to be a pruta that's admitted to. So basically what Rav is saying is that the taina has to be at least two kesef and a pruta. Because the difference has to be two kesef. That's Rav. Shmuel Amar, Tainat Meshtei Kesef. No, Shmuel says Pashtus. The Tain itself is two kesef. Afilo Kafra Eleva Pruta, even though he only denied a Pruta. Vloho Deleva Pruta Chayiv. No, you don't need a difference of Shtei Kesef. No, Shtei Kesef is just the Tain. Amar Rava, Deka de Masis and Kavasi de Rav, Vikrei Kavasi de Shmuel. The Mishnah sounds like Rav. The Psukim sound like Shmuel. The Ritva says these aren't Muchach. These aren't full proofs from the Psukim and the Mishnah. Each Shita could interpret the other Shita as well. All Shmuel means to say is that it sounds better. It works simpler, according to one of the opinions, even though both opinions could really work out both the Mishnah and the Pasuk. But now we explain. How does the Mishnah fit into Rav? Again, Rav says the difference has to be two kesef. Diktonia tainish de kesef v'hodah shavapruta. Because the Mishnah says the claim to kesef and the admitting is shavapruta. Vilu kfiras tainak pruta loktani. The Mishnah does not say that the denial taina has to be a pruta. The Mishnah does not say that the kfiras taina, so it doesn't say that, so it must be the kfiras taina has to be two kesef. The Ritva says it doesn't say the other way either, befeirish. So it's not such a great raya, but that's what the Ritva says, that Shmuel is assuming that it should say the kfiras taina in the Mishnah. It should say that, but it doesn't, so therefore it must be that it's included in the word taina. Vitzna nami, and also another Mishnah sounds like Rav, the Mishnah in Bamitziah, Dafnun Hei, Hahoda'a bipruta. The Mishnah there says five prutas. Kiddushin has to be with a pruta, pruta by Geneva, and also one of them is the hodah. You have to have a hodah of a pruta. Vila kfir a pruta loktani. Does not say that the denial, the difference has to be pruta. Why? Because the denial has to be more than a pruta. denial in between has to be two kesef. That's the Mishnah. V'kroi kavasi de Shmuel, and the psukim though sound like Shmuel dichsev, because the pasuk says kitin ishareo kesef okelum lishmar. A person gives his friend money or kelim to guard. So what did it say? It says money and kelim. So we darshan ma kelim shnayim, just like kelim are plural or two. Af kesef shnayim, so too at least two kesef have to be given over. That's tainish de kesef. That's the right to Shmuel. But once we have it, we'll quote the next line, Mas Kesef, Davar Chashev, I'll call Davar Chashev. And just like Kesef is a Davar Chashev that's being discussed, so too, everything being discussed has to be a Davar Chashev. Rashi quotes a Girsa here that he rejects. What does he reject? There's another Girsa that said, Ma Kesef Davar Chashev, Af Kalim Davar Chashev. Rashi rejects that because he says, later on, we're going to see that even needles could be under discussion. Needles aren't Chashev, Machtin. So he rejects that Girsa. The Rashba also rejects that Girsa, but he explains it first. Our Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig loves this Rashba. The Rashba right here, Lamatas Mabez and Shvuas. What does the Girsa mean? Av Kesef Davar Chashev, Av Kalim Davar Chashev? Says the Rashba, because by definition, a Kli is a Davar Chashev. By definition. Av Kli Davar Chashev, you know what that means? Yes, even a Machta. If something has a usage, it's a Davar Chashev. Says the Rashba, the Efshalomer, the Kol Kli, Kivan Shehu Roy Lemalachto, Chashiv Hu Kipruta, the Yeser Mipruta, the Yoshvin Alava Dayanim, the Efshal Dafilin Kiddushin Kane. He says, possibly even for Kiddushin. Unbelievable. He doesn't say that right away. He just says that as the Efshar. He says, for sure it works in this halacha. And then the Efshar by Kiddushin. If you give a woman a needle, which is worth less than a Pruta, maybe you're married, says the Rashba. Because inherently, a kli could be valuable. Again, he doesn't quote it, but what's the greatest raya to this idea? First of all, kinyan chalipin. The Gemara says about metziah, koni mekli afal bishein bo sheva pruta. The afshar, right? Maybe it's kidney kasef, but the other raya is hilchos tumah v'tahara. Why is it that something could become tameh right when it's finished? A kli can become tameh right when it's finished, right when it's usable. When it's usable, what do you mean? Maybe it's not worth the sheva pruta. The answer is because now it's chashuv. Now it's chashuv the second you have gemar. Okay, so that's the important Rashba on the Girsa that we don't have in our Gemara. Okay, but it's an important Rashba just to have anyway. Vayter in the Gemara, the Kamar Achmana Kiyuzeh. And the Torah says, Kiyuzeh, this is finishing up the Raya to Shmuel. Shmuel says that the original claim has to be two kesef, and the admitting only has to be a prutas. That's what this says. It says that you, what do you give over? Two kesef. So you see, it's the tainas, not the difference in the tainas, as Rav said. And it says, V'kamar Achmana Kiyuzeh, and you admit on part of that, you admit on the pruta. The Rav, what did Rav do with these psukim? Homi boy, leila hoda, but mixes a taina. Rav just uses this to teach me the regular din of modi b'mixas. Right, Kiyuzeh is the mocker for modi b'mixas. It's also Rashi Kiddushin of Samachay has Kiyuzeh as the mocker for hodas baldin kmei edim dami. So also a very much discussed Rashi. Kiyuzeh is the mocker not only for modi b'mixas in Bezdin, but also for the general principle of hodas baldin kmei edim dami. But Shmuel, yeah?
Shmuel uses it for what?
Shmuel uses it to teach me this din.
The
Pruta part, and also that the Tainish de Kesef. It's not the Kfiris Tainish de Kesef. The Tainish de Kesef, because that's what the Mafki gave over. Ushmuel Ksiv Huva Ksiv Zeh. Shmuel says it's fine. You could have two words. Hu and Zeh. One's teaching me Mother B'Mixas, and the other one's teaching me this halacha. The Kafar B'Mixas, Bodhi B'Mixas Chayiv. That if you denied part and admitted to Bar Yachayiv, and it doesn't matter how much it was, as long as it's a Pruta. The Rav, Chad Lohoda B'Mixas Ataina. One is Mother B'Mixas, Vachan Lohoda B'Min Ataina. But one of them teaches me that you need hodah mimina taina, like the Mishnah said yesterday. You can't claim chitim and admit to saorim. Oh, Shmuel says lava meil shamas mina the chas vila taina. Shmuel says you don't need a separate makar for hodah mimina taina. What's the case discussed? It's talking about a mimina taina case. You don't need a separate makar to teach me that's to be mimina taina. We're talking about a case where you deny part of what he claimed. So Rav is stuck. So Ella Amar Lecha Rav. So Rav must have a different source, how he deals with the psukim. Kasef, ki asa meikar l'kfir hu da'asa. The word kasef in the parsha is extra. That's what Rav uses it for. De'im kain, because if Shmuel, if you're right, l'chta brachmana ki itin isha re'eo kelim l'shmar. Just say kelim. V'yana amina, and I would know. Ma kelim shnayim af kol shnayim. I would so, just like two kelim or two, so everything has to be two. Kasef t'chasa brachmana l'amali. Why does it say kasef? If it's just teaching me, right, it's extra. So Meno Inyan Latina, if you don't need it for the Taina, because you could just learn that out from the word Kalim, Taneo Inyan Likfira. So you use it for the denial, that's Rav. V'Shmuel HaMelech HaShmuel says, no, it's not extra. Because of Rachmana, Kalim lo chasav kasef. If you only said Kalim, Havamina, my Kalim shnayim av kol shnayim, avol davar chashuv lo beinan. I would have said any two things, but they don't have to be chashuv. Kamash Malan, they have to be chashuv. So that is the discussion of Rav and Shmuel. Again, machlokes, whether the taina has to be two kasef, or the kfira between them has to be two kasef. Okay, we'll stop here, because we're about to bring a riot to Rav and to Shmuel, and Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with other sugyas. Eid Echad is coming up, and Shavuos Hasis is coming up, but that is what we will get to. Okay, we'll stop here.